Ila chapter 1, Mishnah 4, Masa Damim Bekotche Kadoshim Lahakala Lahachmir. So it comes out that, as we mentioned in the last Mishnah, the blood application for most holy sacrifices will affect a leniency and a stringency. We'll see now what this means. The Bekadoshim Kalaman for less holy sacrifices, Kulan Lahachmir, will just introduce a stringency. Ketzad, how so? How does this work? So Kodoshe Kodoshim, the most holy sacrifices. Lifnei Zrikas Damam, before the blood of that sacrifice is sprinkled, Ma'alin Bamurim Basar, the Me'ilah does apply to that animal. It's the most holy, it's been designated for Hashem, and therefore Me'ilah applies to that complete animal, right? It's the completely Me'ilah applies. L'acha Zrikas Damam, but after the sprinkling of the blood, Ma'alin Ba'emurim, Me'ilah still applies to the Emurim, the sacrificial parts, because those still belong to Hashem, so to speak. They're going to be burnt on the altar. But va'ein ma'alin bebasar, but the meat, me'ilah no longer applies. Why? Because the meat's going to be eaten by the kohen. Very good, right? So there, me'ilah is not going to apply to the meat anymore. So you see, it comes out just finishing off. Alzeh chavin mishum pigul noisa v'tama. The prohibitions of pigul noisa and tama will apply. But the point is that there's a certain leniency introduced by the sprinkling of the blood. And that leniency is that me'ilah won't apply to the meat anymore because they, you know, belong to, it's going to be eaten by the kohanim now. Gedashim kalim, lesser holy sacrifices. Kulan lahachmir, everything's strict. There's no leniency introduced. Ketzad haso, kochim kalim livnei zrikas damim, before the sprinkling of the blood of these lesser holy sacrifices, ein mahalin lo b'murin v'lo b'basa. Me'ilah doesn't apply at all to this animal. There's no me'ilah. Belongs to the owner, doesn't belong to Hashem, and therefore the concept of me'ilah doesn't apply. La'acha zrikas damim, but after the blood has been sprinkled, ma'alin ba'emurin, now the sacrificial parts belong to Hashem. They're going to be burnt up on the altar. So now Me'ilah will apply to those sacrificial parts. Vain Ma'alin Babasa, but Me'ilah won't apply to the meat, because who's going to eat the meat? The owner. So it doesn't belong to Hashem, so to speak. And therefore Me'ilah won't apply to the meat. Alzev Chem Mishum Pigul Noisa V'Tama. And the prohibitions of Pigul Noisa and Tama will apply. Nimtza, so it comes out, Ma'asa Damim, that with the blood applications, Bekotche Kodoshim, in the most holy sacrifices, Lahakilo lahachmir, it introduces something lenient and something strict. Kochim kalim, but with the lesser holy sacrifices, kul lahachmir, it only introduces stringencies. The blood application doesn't introduce any leniencies.